hitting third, center fielder number 8, Jake McCarthy. At fourth, the third baseman number 10, Drew Ellis. At fifth, designated hitter number 11, Stone Garrett. At sixth, right fielder number 6, Dominic Canzo. At seventh, playing left field this evening, number 19, Brayden Bishop. At eighth, catcher number 17, Grayson Brayden. At ninth, playing first base number 22, Yasmin Pettis. At pitching for the Aces tonight, currently warming up in the visitor bullpen in the right field line, the left-hander, number 26, Tommy Henry.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Reno Aces in Game 3 of a 6-game series. Well, the Rainiers have dropped the first two games of this series, 8-3 in the opener on Tuesday, and then last night a one-run loss, 7-6. Rainiers had a lot of fight in them last night. They were down 7-2 at the seventh inning stretch. And they got back into it. Steven Souza Jr. clobbered a three-run homer in the seventh inning. Rainiers added another run in the eighth. They had the tying runner in scoring position in the eighth. And the game ended in the ninth inning with the tying runner at third base. But Reno did hang on and win it 7-6. So Tacoma looking for its first win of this series here tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers, left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone's made one start for the Rainiers, just two innings, allowed one run. He'll be opposed by Reno lefty Tommy Henry. Henry is 1-1 with a 3.95 ERA, seventh best in the Pacific Coast League at this time. So Henry against Malone in a battle of Tommies, each team's starting pitcher named Tommy. Well, the Rainiers with a little more roster action leading into this one. Mike Ford claimed off waivers by the Mariners. He's not here today, but could be in the picture again for the Rainiers. He was with the Rainiers earlier this year, recently DFA'd by the Giants and reacquired by the Mariners. So Mike Ford, a potential Rainier in the near future. Also, Tacoma has added outfielder Miguel Perez from extended spring training to help out the squad. So Tacoma taking on Reno. Nice night here for baseball. It's going to be cold. More on that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
The Tacoma right here is taking on the Reno Aces tonight here at Cheney Stadium. For much of the day today, it did not feel like a day in which baseball was going to be played in Tacoma. It rained pretty much all day long, but it stopped here at the ballpark about 2 hours ago. And 1 hour ago, they lifted the tarp off the field and started prepping the infield, and the infield is in good playing condition. And right now, we just have partly cloudy skies overhead, and there's occasionally even some sunshine coming down on the diamond. But the wind is blowing out towards center field. It is cold, and it is going to get colder as the night goes on. The fans who have come out tonight have bundled up for this one, and the players are definitely going to be battling the wintry chill here tonight at Cheney Stadium. Where is our summer? Come on, summer. Get here. Get here quick. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll have the starting lineups right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces, who are 16-16 on the season. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club, managed by Gil Velazquez. Leading off for Reno, playing shortstop, is Yanni Hernandez. Batting second, their second baseman, Camden Duzenac. Hitting third, the center fielder, Jake McCarthy. In the cleanup spot is third baseman, Drew Ellis. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Stone Garrett. Hitting sixth and playing right field is Dominic Canzone. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Braden Bishop. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, first baseman, Yadiel Rivera. On the mound, left-hander Tommy Henry. Henry's 1-1 with a 3.95 ERA. The Tacoma Raiders are 9-23 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field, is Billy Hamilton. Batting second, the second baseman, Sam Haggerty. Hitting third, designated hitter, Zach Green. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, third baseman, Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Odom. Batting seventh and playing right field is Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth, shortstop, Cesar Esturiz Jr. And batting ninth, center fielder, Forrest Wall. On the mound for the Raiders, left-hander Tommy Malone, no record and a 4.50 ERA in just 2 innings this year. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Matt Brown. The crew chief, David Arrieta, is at first. And over at third, it's Derek Thomas. It's Tacoma and Reno in game three of a 6-game series on this Thursday night here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. So we're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Reno Aces. Yanni Hernandez settles into the batter's box for Reno. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed against the veteran lefty Tommy Malone. And the first pitch of the game is swung on and fouled away, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. Game time temperature, 50 degrees and dropping. Here's the 0-1 from Malone on its way to Yanni Hernandez. And this one is swung on and lined towards left center field. Billy Hamilton on the move in the alleyway, and with a leap, he grabs it for the out. Nice play, Billy Hamilton in left center field. Racing over and leaping out to grab it. And one man is out in the first inning. So Malone retires the first batter he faces today. Now the right hand hitting Camden Duzenac is at the plate, and Malone's pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Malone, the veteran's been with the Mariners before back in 2019. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss at a change, and the count goes to 0-2. Malone. A late signee this year. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Duzenac. And there's the second out of the inning, a three-pitch strikeout of Camden Duzenac. And now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. McCarthy, left-hand hitter, hitting .423 in just 14 games for Reno. He split his time already this year between the big leagues and AAA. But he has a 12-game hitting streak coming into play today, and he takes the breaking pitch over for a strike. It's 0-1. Now Malone's 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. And Malone getting ahead of the hitters here in the first inning. He is not overpowering at all, but he has a veteran sensibility on the hill, the ability to change speeds and to locate. 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, and McCarthy does not go fishing. One ball, two strikes. Now Malone is ready. And the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball, called strike three. Got him, and down goes McCarthy looking, and Tommy Malone sets down the side in order in the top of the first, strikes out two of the three batters he faces. We go to the bottom of the first, Reno nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, nice top of the first inning delivered by Tommy Malone. He sets down the side in order, strikes out two of the three batters that he faces. Had a nice play in the field behind him from center fielder Billy Hamilton. And here is Billy Hamilton leading things off in the bottom of the first. Right, here's they're facing a guy for the first time today and left-handed pitcher Tommy Henry, who's 24 years old. Second-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in the 2019 draft. And here's his pitch to Billy Hamilton, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-0. Henry this year, his first AAA season, has made six starts, 1-1 with a 3.95 ERA. His 1-0 pitch is on its way to Hamilton, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count's 1-1. Henry is pitched 27 and a third innings and allowed 28 hits, two homers, has struck out 23 and walked 15. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Hamilton, and it's a swing and a foul back. Last year, Henry was with the Diamondbacks AA team, which is in Amarillo, Texas, and there he had 135 strikeouts in 115 innings, but still walked 53. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Billy Hamilton. And this one runs inside, 2-2. Henry's second-round pick in 2019 after leading Michigan to the College World Series. They lost in the championship. So now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Hamilton strikes out, one away in the bottom of the first inning. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. But Henry, when he was at Michigan in 19, when he had his breakout year, he tied the school record with 12 wins in a season, and he broke the school record with 134 strikeouts in a season. And that all led to the high draft position. Here's the pitch to Haggerty, and it swung on and rolled to first. Fielded by Rivera, he tosses it to Henry, covering the first base bag, beating Haggerty there for the out. Haggerty goes after the first pitch like he often does in his first plate appearance of the night, and he grounds out. Now Zach Green's the batter. He's been swinging a hot stick. Got his average up to 274, seven homers, 25 runs batted in. And he looks out towards Henry. And the pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to shallow right center. Back is Duzenac. In comes the right fielder and the center fielder, and it's McCarthy, the center fielder, who takes over and makes the catch. Well, Hamilton saw some pitches, but ultimately struck out, and then the Rainiers' next two batters made outs on the first pitch. So the Red Ears end up going in order in the first. We go to the second inning. Tecumseh and Reno are scoreless.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
No score after one inning here at Cheney Stadium tonight. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Rainiers, making his third career start against Reno. Faced them twice in 2019, beat them once and got a no decision. He's ready to work on Drew Ellis, who stands in, the cleanup man for the Aces, and the pitch from Malone is swung on and popped up foul behind the plate. Back goes O'Keefe near the screen. He has room, and he makes the catch, and there is the first out of the inning on one pitch. Drew Ellis fouls out to Tacoma catcher Brian O'Keefe. Caught it right by the screen, kind of near the Aces on deck circle area. So now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Garrett with some impressive numbers on the year, hitting .330 with 7 homers, 25 runs batted in. And the pitch is taken inside and low for a ball. 1-0. Malone had some big league time last year with Toronto. Throws one down low, 2-0. The last time he reached 100 innings in the major leagues was with the Mariners in 2019. So now the 2-0 is outside, ball three. And Malone had full seasons in the major league starting rotation for Oakland back in 2012, 2013, and with the Twins in 2015. Now his next pitch is in for a strike. 3-1 the count to Garrett. Malone, a lefty out of USC from Saugus, California. The 3-1 pitch is up and away, ball four. So Stone Garrett draws a one-out walk. First base runner for the Aces. And now Dominic Canzone is the hitter. Canzone, left-handed batter, hitting .189 in 13 games for Reno. He was just promoted from Double-A a couple weeks ago. He takes a strike, and it's 0-1. He was crushing it at Double-A Amarillo, hitting .368 with 3 homers in just 11 games. 0-1 the count to Canzone, and the pitch is hit in the air towards left. On comes Wall, and he's got to play it on a hop, a short hop. Taking second base is Garrett. Canzone has the first hit of the night for either team. A single to left field, and the Aces have a couple of men on with one out. And now Braden Bishop will be the batter. Well, last night the second inning was the crucial inning in the game when Reno scored 5 runs. They batted around and sent 11 batters to the plate, and they built the big lead there in the second inning and held the lead for the remainder of the night, although the Rainiers did fight back. Here's the pitch to Bishop, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Garrett at second and Canzone at first. The next pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. Into right field goes Sam Haggerty, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two. Bishop pops up. Big out there for Malone. Two away now. And Grayson Griner will be the hitter. He was just activated from the injured list yesterday. Griner has not played since April 16th, so nearly a full month on the IL for Griner. But he has a major league pedigree, having been in the big leagues with Detroit for all or parts of the last 4 years. And he had been off to a hot start this season at the plate, too. 10 out of 22 for a .455 average before landing on the IL. Pitches down low for a ball, 1-0. Griner, catcher. Want to know the count. And now Malone with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball missing. Count goes to 2-0. So 2-0 to Grayson Griner. Out of South Carolina. Malone checks the runner at second. The 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. And the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 is ready. And it swung on and popped up, foul, and out of play. And that'll go out of play, out of the ballpark on the first base side. 2-2. Not a bad crowd at all tonight, especially considering how the weather was all day until quite recently. Here's the 2-2 on its way. And it is down in the dirt, ball three. The wind has stopped. Flag hanging still on its pole in center field. Lights are on here at Cheney. Oh, there's still plenty of natural sunlight. Well, full count, two on, two out. The runners are going to be off. Garrett from second and Canzone from first. Malone's 3-2 pitch is a swing and a little bouncer, foul. So we'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. Malone peering in for the signals from O'Keefe. And the pitch is outside, ball four, and that's going to load him up. So Garrett takes third, Canzone takes second, and Griner is at first. Two walks and a single have loaded him up with two outs, and now Yadiel Rivera is the hitter. Batting average is just .143, but he reached base three times here last night. Right-hand hitter, and Malone's pitch is taken a little bit outside, ball one. Malone trying to close out this inning. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count's even 1-1. Malone's fastball is in the mid-80s on the gun. But he sets it up with all the other stuff, the changeup, slider, and curve. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a foul back at another fastball, and it's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch from Malone is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change. Down goes Rivera, and Malone escapes the jam here in the second inning. His third strikeout of the night. No runs for Reno on a hit, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Reno and Tacoma are scoreless.
O'Reilly. Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
No score between Tacoma and Reno as we go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers went down in order of the first, so that means cleanup man Brian O'Keefe will lead things off here in the second. He had a 3-for-3 performance on Tuesday in his last game. Was off last night, back in there today. Yeah, the pitch to O'Keefe is taken up and away. We'll be keeping an eye on O'Keefe because he had to leave the game on Tuesday when a swing in his final at-bat aggravated his hand, his left hand that he had the hamate bone surgery on that delayed the start of his season. His ears went up high for a ball. I say he's got to manage pain with that as it continues to improve. Well, he's ahead of the count 2-0. Tommy Henry into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. 3-1. Now this one is swung on and fouled away. Full count, 3-2 to O'Keefe. And the 3-2 on its way. Henry into his motion, and the pitch is down and in, ball four. First walk issued by Tommy Henry. O'Keefe heads down to first base. Rainiers have their first base runner of the night. And now Eric Mejia will be the bat. Switch hitter, Mejia will bat right-handed. Now here's one inside for a ball. 1-0. Couldn't help but be reminded when learning that Tommy Henry was going to be starting against the Red Ears, and here he is. It's now the 1-0. to Mejia is inside for a ball, 2-0. But just a couple days ago, the Mariners' double-A team, Arkansas, was playing San Antonio. This was just earlier this week. They're still playing San Antonio in a series. And San Antonio has a pitcher named Henry. Now the 2-0 is swung on and hit well towards left field. Back goes Bishop at the track. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone. A two-run home run for Eric Mejia. And the Rainiers take a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Mejia pulls one out of here. His third homer of the year. And Tacoma has a lead here in the early going. Tommy Henry threw a fastball, and Mejia turned on it and pulled it out of here. So Mejia with home run number 3, and he's now up to 14 runs batted in. Now Joe Odom's the batter. And the breaking ball is in for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Odom. Next pitch coming. And it is outside for a ball. 1-1. Now Henry into his motion, and the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. So 2-0 Rainiers in the early going. The Rainiers were tied for the league lead in homers as a team, a three-way tie with 45 on the year. That was number 46. 1-2 pitch to Odom is outside for a ball. Other teams with 45 home runs, Albuquerque and El Paso. Two-two pitch to Odom. Down and in, ball 3. Albuquerque played a day game today. They did not hit a homer. Three-two pitch to Odom. And it's a swing and a foul tip. Still 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Odom. No one out, no one on base. And the pitch is up and away, ball 4, and Joe Odom draws a walk. So he heads down to first base. Odom is aboard. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. And the catcher, Grayson Griner, goes to the mound to talk to Henry. Henry, last year in Double-A, had a lot of strikeouts, a pretty high walk total, but not crazy. But he also did allow a lot of homers. And here in this inning, we've seen 2 walks and a homer. Last year in Amarillo, he allowed 24 homers in 115 innings, although I have heard that that stadium is something of a launching pad out there in the Texas Panhandle. Now the pitch to Marcus Wilson is a swing and a miss there, strike 1. Wilson hitting 202 with 4 homers. Now the pitch from Henry is swung on and fouled to the screen. 0-2 the count. Third game of 6 between the Red Ears and the Reno Aces. This series continues through the weekend. Tomorrow night's game's at 7:05, fireworks night here. So now the 0-2 pitch is hit in the air, but not deep. Shallow center, back goes Duzenac, in is McCarthy. McCarthy gets there, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Wilson flies to center. And now Cesar Izturis will be the batter. So Cesar Izturis will bat now. He is in his second stint with the Red Ears this year, and he makes the start today at short. Son of the longtime major leaguer. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Izturis is 1-for-4 with Tacoma this year. Switch hitter, he bats right-handed against Henry. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. This will carry out to Canzone, who makes the catch. His Turris is retired, and two men are gone in the second inning. Now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall, left-hand hitter, hitting 210 with a homer. Outstanding base stealer. He looks out towards the mound. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Henry looks towards first. Odom with a small lead with Rivera holding him on, and the pitch is down low to Adil. Reno up the middle has Duzenac at second and Hernandez at short with Drew Ellis holding down third base. They do not shift Forrest Wall. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the third baseline, and over for a look is Ellis, but this is out of play. Into the party decks, which are in business tonight. Two balls, one strike to Forrest Wall. Henry is set. And the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back. And the count's even 2-2. Reno's outfield tonight is Braden Bishop in left field, Joe McCarthy in center, and Dominic Canzone in right. And the 2-2 breaking ball inside. Full count, 3-2. That means that Odom will be off with the pitch from first base with a full count of two outs. Now the 3-2 pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and ripped foul down the first baseline. And we'll do it again, still 3-2. So full count, 3-2. And the runner goes, and the pitch is high. Ball four, and Wall heads down to first. Odom takes second. Third walk of the inning. And now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton struck out swinging his first time up. Henry is ready, and the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. 0-1 the count. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away again by Hamilton. So no balls, two strikes. Runners with their leads. Hamilton trying to come through with a clutch hit. The pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-2 the count to the Major League veteran. And now time called. Now the 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2 to Hamilton. Henry's thrown a lot of pitches here, and the Aces are starting some activity in the bullpen. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Hamilton strikes out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the second inning. Second strikeout for Tommy Henry. Red Ears settle for the two runs in the second inning on one hit, the Eric Mejia homer. There were no errors and two runners left. We go to the third inning. It is Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
Two nothing, Tacoma with the lead on the Eric Mejia homer. And we head to the third inning of play. Tommy Malone on the mound. He'll face the top of the order. Yanni Hernandez, Camden Duzenac, and Jake McCarthy. And the pitch to Hernandez is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hernandez lined out to center in the first inning. Billy Hamilton making a great grab. Next pitch to Hernandez is low for a ball. 1-1. Hernandez entering play today, hitting 292 with Reno. The 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike two. Malone went down low with a changeup to get that swing and a miss. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a little bouncer to the left side. That's fielded it short by his terrace. His throw to first is in time for the out. And one man is gone in the top of the third inning. Hernandez grounds out to Cesar Esteris Jr. And now Camden Duzenac will be the hitter. Right-handed batter. He struck out earlier and is 0-1. Duzenac settles in. And the pitch is a curve that drops in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back on a high fastball. 0-2 the count. Mariners off tonight for travel. They went back east. So now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Duzenac. And Tommy Malone has struck out Duzenac twice, and he has four strikeouts this evening. Two away, and now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. Mariners start a tough road trip tomorrow. New York against the Mets. Although either of those teams you don't want to really play right now. They're both really good at the moment. As here's a pitch in for a strike to McCarthy. Three games against the Mets. Then you have to go to Toronto and face that lineup and Vladdy Jr. and all those other mashers they have up there. It's now a swing and a grounder the other way and a base hit to the opposite field for Jake McCarthy. He beat the shift, went to the opposite field, and he extends his hitting streak to 13 consecutive games with a two-out single. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. He fouled out earlier. After three games in Toronto, the Mariners have four games against the Red Sox at Fenway. The Red Sox haven't been playing that well this year, but still, that's never an easy trip. And first pitch to Drew Ellis is down low for a ball. So it's a long trip for the Mariners, and they are four games under 500 at the moment. So now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air to left field. Wall moves over, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Ellis flies to left, and that does it for Reno. Tommy Malone with another scoreless frame. He allowed a hit and one runner was left on. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Two to nothing is our score. Tacoma leads Reno, and we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Haggerty, Green, and O'Keefe to bat this inning against the left-hander Tommy Henry. Sam Haggerty stands in. He swung at the first pitch and grounded out earlier. This time he takes the first pitch up high for a ball. Want to know the count. Right, here's Drew. Three walks last inning. Next pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming. And there's ball three outside. Here comes the 3-0 on its way. And that's a called strike. Haggerty taking all the way. 3-1 now. Three-one pitch is outside, ball four, leadoff walk, and Haggerty heads down to first base. Second straight inning in which the Red Ears leadoff man has drawn a walk. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Green flied to center field earlier. He's 0-1. Henry threw a lot of pitches last inning, and they briefly had action in the bullpen before he got the final out. Haggerty goes, and the pitch is low and away. No throw. Haggerty steals second base. That's his 10th steal of the year. And the Red Ears league-leading 53rd. Tacoma leads all the AAA baseball teams, all 30, in stolen bases. Here's the 1-0 on its way to Green. And it is over for a strike, 1-1. The second place team in steals among the AAA squads is in the International League. It's the Pirates AAA team, Indianapolis. Of course the Pirates are stealing. Now the 1-1 is down low for a ball. But Indy came into today with 48 steals. Two and one, the count to Green. Now the 2-1 pitch, down low, ball three, and Henry's well behind in the count again. Now, the 3-1, swung on, grounded to third. Ellis fields it. The runner holds it second, and Ellis throws out Green at first base. And that's the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Now, Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Looks out towards the mound. Man in scoring position at second. And there goes Haggerty to third. The pitch is a strike, but no throw from Griner. Haggerty steals third base. His second steal of the inning and his 11th of the year. Infield drawn in now. 0-1 to O'Keefe is low. One ball, one strike. Haggerty now just one stolen base behind Forrest Wall for the team lead. Here comes the 1-1 on its way to O'Keefe. And it is a breaking ball called a strike, a curve. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch up high. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is Mejia, who homered last inning. Here's the 2-2 on its way to O'Keefe. And it is low. Changeup. Down and in. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch on its way. Nope. Time called by O'Keefe. Three and two. And here we go. The payoff pitch from Henry is on its way, and it is swung on and sliced foul into the very top of the seats on the first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Three, two again, and it is a check swing foul that O'Keefe hangs in there. Still a full count to O'Keefe. And the payoff is swung on and lined towards the gap in left center field. That's going to get down for a hit and go through to the fence. And trotting home and scoring is Haggerty. O'Keefe lands at second base with a double and an RBI. And the Red Ears lead it 3-0. Brian O'Keefe doubling to left center. Ending a long plate appearance with that extra base hit. Third double of the season for O'Keefe, who's playing in just his eighth game. O'Keefe now with a hit in each of his last four at-bats. Now the pitch with the runner going to third is down low. No throw. Stealing third is O'Keefe, and that one was unexpected. His first steal of the year. Third steal of the inning as the Red Ears have been running wild here. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 2-0 the count to Mejia. The 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. 3-0 the count. Now the 3-0 pitch, called a strike, Mejia taking there, 3-1. Lots of milling about in the Reno bullpen as the 3-1 pitch is high, ball four, another walk, fifth walk issued by Tommy Henry. He just doesn't have his control tonight. And the Red Ears have runners at the corners with one out. This is the most walks Henry has had in a game this season. Runners at the quarters, one out for Joe Odom. And the Aces are going to get someone throwing in the pen again. And the pitch to Odom is grounded right to the shortstop, should be two. Hernandez feeds Duzenac for one. The throw to first is reeled in by Rivera. He had to tumble to the ground, leaning to his right to dig it out, but he kept his foot on the bag, and that completes the double play. Hernandez to Duzenac to Rivera. Well, that ends the inning, but the Red Ears add another run here in the third. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Reno nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Right here is up 3-0 over Reno. We go to the fourth inning of play. And the Red Ears bring in a new pitcher in Kyle Bird. As they're still stretching out, Tommy Malone. Malone goes three innings today in his second start of the year. His first start, he went two innings. Today, he went three, allowed two hits, no runs, walked two, struck out four. And we have him at 41 pitches. So Malone with a solid outing today. And now Kyle Bird takes over, and the Red Ears will be in their bullpen for the remainder of this one. Bird's appearing in his eighth game. He's worked 7 2/3 innings, has a win and a loss, and has allowed 13 earned runs with 8 strikeouts and 6 walks. He'll face Stone Garrett leading things off. And the pitch from Bird to Garrett is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Bird, the lefty who spent last year pitching in Japan for Hiroshima. So now the 0-1 is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 coming. And this is swung on and pulled foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Now, time called, and Garrett wants to kick some dirt around in the batter's box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch down in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. Salt Lake has moved into first place in the West. They took sole possession of first by beating Las Vegas last night 10-3. Joe Waddell doubled and homered and drove in three runs. 2-2 pitch to Garrett is outside. And Salt Lake had a good start from Jake Kalish, who pitched into the seventh inning and allowed just two runs. 3-2 the count to Garrett. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, still 3-2. So Salt Lake's 18-14. That puts them in the top spot. They have a one-game lead over Vegas. Sacramento beat El Paso in 10 innings, 10-9. A lot of heroics from their cleanup hitter, David Villar. So now the next pitch to Garrett is a swing and a foul tip. Villar hit a grand slam. Well, first off, Sacramento was trailing 8-2 after three innings. Villar hit a grand slam in the fifth. They came back and tied it 8-8. And then Villar hit a two-run homer in the top of the 10th inning to go up 10-8, and they hung on and won 10-9. Three-two to Garrett. He's fouled away again. El Paso lost the game, but C.J. Abrams made his AAA debut, the touted San Diego Padres prospect who ended up making the major league roster straight out of A-ball in spring training and then kind of struggled and eventually was sent to El Paso. As Garrett drives one to center, this is playable. Hamilton backing up, and he makes the catch, and there's one out in the fourth inning. Garrett is retired on a flyout to Billy Hamilton. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. Last night in his first game for El Paso, C.J. Abrams homered twice. He hit a three-run shot and a two-run shot. Dominic Canzone, left-hand hitter. Bird comes set. And the southpaw with his pitch. And it's a fastball call to strike. 0-1 the count. Also yesterday, Oklahoma City crushed Round Rock in Texas 13-4 as their veterans went deep. Andy Burns, Kevin Pryor, and Jake Lamb. So here's one in for a strike. 0-2 the count to Canzone. O-2 pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. And Albuquerque beat Sugarland 10-5. Bouncing back from losing 20-1 on Tuesday. Sure, Albuquerque scored 10 runs the next day and won 10-5. Next pitch is just off the plate, I guess. Two balls, two strikes to Canzone. Elaris Montero had three hits, including a double and a homer for Albuquerque yesterday. Drove in three runs. There's a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike three, and Canzone goes down looking. Two away in the top of the fourth. Bird retires the first two batters he faces. And now he'll work on Braden Bishop. In the East, Round Rock is in first place. 20-12, but they have only a one-game lead over Oklahoma City. Those two teams have the best records in the league. So here's one down low to Bishop. One-oh pitch. Outside for a ball to Adele. When it's early in the season, I like to look and see who's winning on the road, because that can sometimes be indicative of who's going to be good in the long run. So here's a foul out of play by Bishop. And Round Rock does have the best road record in the league. They're 10-5 in away games. Two balls, one strike to Bishop. And this is outside for a ball, 3-1. Oh. Bishop requests time. Now he's ready to hit again. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is inside, ball four, and Bishop's going to head down to first base. So he draws a two-out walk. And now Grayson Griner will be the batter. Right, here's lead 3-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike two. Bird out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch is popped up foul behind the plate. O'Keefe over for a look, but this lands in the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. So the 0-2 is coming. And it is up high. 1-2. Now Bird ready. Here comes his 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. It is ball two. Rather surprising that was not a strike. So Bishop stole second base on a pitch that I think the Red Ears thought was strike three. Now the 2-2 to Griner, and this is swung out and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. The automated ball strike system is being put into play starting on Tuesday. A automatic system's going to determine if the pitch is a ball or a strike, and it'll be transmitted into an earpiece that the home plate umpire is going to be wearing. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Griner strikes out, wrapping up the top of the fourth inning. Second strikeout for Bird. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma leading Reno 3-0.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Tacoma. The Red Ears with a 3-0 lead over the Reno Aces. Marcus Wilson, Cesar Esturiz Jr., and Forrest Wall to bat this inning against the left-hander Tommy Henry. Wilson stands in. Here's the pitch from Henry. And it is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 outside for a ball. 2-0. So Henry with his 2-0. And it is swung on and fouled away. Henry was on the verge of coming out of the game in the second inning when he got the final out. He was on the verge of coming out of the game last inning and got a double play ball when they started warming up a reliever. He's walked a season high 5. He's allowed only 2 hits, but they've both been run scoring hits because of walks. 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss and a fastball. And the count's even 2-2. Mejia hit the 2-run homer in the second inning after O'Keefe walked, and O'Keefe hit the RBI double in the third inning after Haggerty had walked. 2-2 pitch to Wilson is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Henry gets his third strikeout of the game. One away in the bottom of the fourth. And now Cesar Esturiz Jr. will be the batter. Esturiz flied to right field his first time up. He just rejoined the Red Ears yesterday from extended spring training. And he takes a breaking ball over for a strike. When Donovan Walton got traded, they brought Esturiz in to provide some infield depth, and he gets a start today. Now a swing and a bouncer up the middle. Backhand attempt by the second baseman, Duzanak, but the ball goes towards the shortstop, Hernandez, who then is unable to make a throw to first, and his Turris is on. So he's aboard with an infield single. Chopped it past the pitcher. Duzanak deflected it with a backhand. The shortstop, Hernandez, picked it up and acted like he was going to throw it to first, but he didn't actually do that. And his Turris is on. So his Turris is aboard with one out, and here's Forrest Wall. And the pitch is up and in with a breaking ball. 1-0. Toss to first, and back in is Turris. Looks like Edwin Uceta is warming up in the Reno pen, and there's action in the Rainiers bullpen as well. Runner goes, pitches up high, throw to second base is in time. They got is Turris. The shortstop, Yanni Hernandez, applying the tag. And that's the second out of the inning. Well, the Red Ears had stolen 3 bases successfully tonight, so his Turris decided to go for it too. And seemed like he got a pretty good jump, but Griner with the throw and a nice tag by the shortstop Hernandez. Now the pitch to Wall misses, and that's ball 3. 3-0 the count. Now the 3-0 to Wall is over for a strike. Austin Warren is warming up for the Red Ears. Warner. Now the 3-1 pitch coming. And it is high ball 4. So Wall draws the walk. 6th walk issued by Henry. Second time Wall has drawn a walk, and now he has the base-stealing opportunity here. The catcher, Grayson Griner, goes to the mound to talk to Henry and buy a little extra time for Uceta, who is warming up at the pen. Conference on the mound breaks up. And now walking out to the mound is Gil Velazquez, the manager, and he is going to make the call to the bullpen. That's it for Henry. Edwin Uceta, former Dodger, coming into the ball game for the Reno Aces. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Two outs at the bottom of the fourth. Our score, Tecoma 3, Reno nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tecoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tecoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tecoma Rainiers.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're at the bottom of the fourth. The Red Ears have a runner at first with two outs. Billy Hamilton, the batter. The new pitcher is Edwin Uceta. And he tries a pickoff throw to first base, and Wall dives back in safely. Uceta has been in five games for Reno and has worked 12 innings and allowed just one earned run for a 0.75 ERA. And he has 15 strikeouts and only two walks. He's given up only four hits in 12 innings. It's been a hot hand from their bullpen. And his pitch to Hamilton is swung on and popped up foul. Third base side, Drew Ellis makes the catch. Ultimately, he drifted back into fair territory. And that is the final out of the inning. So Hamilton pops up to third. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning with the score, Tecoma 3, Reno nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tecoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Yeah. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Reno nothing. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in a new pitcher. It is Austin Warner. And he's on in relief of Kyle Bird. Warner will face Yadiel Rivera, Yanni Hernandez, and Camden Duzenac, the number 9, 1, and 2 batters in the Reno lineup. So Rivera settles in. Warner is in relief of Kyle Bird, who worked a scoreless inning without giving up a hit. Bird walked one, struck out two. And now Warner's first pitch to Yadiel Rivera is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. This is Warner's ninth appearance for the Red Ears. He's 0-1. Throws a pitch inside now. One ball, one strike. Warner usually goes multiple innings in his eight appearances heading into tonight. He has pitched 16 innings total. 1-1 offering to Rivera. Swung on and bounced foul. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right field, ranging over is Wilson. He's there, and he makes the catch. And one man is out of the fifth. Austin Warner gets Rivera to fly out to right field. And now Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez is 0 for 2 today with a line out and a ground out. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch. Low, two balls, no strikes. Two-0 pitch, fastball just inside, ball three. In Vegas tonight, Salt Lake City playing, and the former Rainier Dylan Thomas has hit two home runs for Salt Lake tonight. The 3-0 pitch is up and away, ball four. Hernandez draws a walk. And that game is only in the fifth inning, so Dylan Thomas is going to get more at-bats. He's got two homers early. Well, a one-out walk to Hernandez. Hernandez is one of the top base stealers in the league. He's 11 for 13 stealing, so Warner's going to have to keep an eye on him. Duzenac stands in. He's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. And the pitch showing bunt is Duzenac, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the lefty with his 0-1 pitch on its way to Duzenac, and it is a swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. The runner was going. O'Keefe had the ball get away from him and can't make a throw. Hernandez steals second base. Oh, and to the count to Duzenac. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Long run into the alley for Hamilton, and he runs it down. A terrific running grab, and then he sends it back in to the cutoff man. And tagging at second and taking third is Hernandez. But what a play by Billy Hamilton at deep left center field after a long run. He had to turn on the jets here and use all of his speed, racing deep into the alleyway. And then he catches it. He's going straight to the wall. He took a step off the wall, planted his foot on the padded wall, and spun and threw it back into the cutoff man. Hernandez does advance to third. There are now two outs in the inning. So a runner at third with two down for McCarthy, who is 1-for-2 in this game. The Rainiers catcher, Brian O'Keefe, had a chat with Warner. McCarthy singled with a grounder going the other way his last time up. The Rainiers continue to shift him, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball. So 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike. Swung on, grounded up the middle, and through, and that's a base hit. And scoring from third is Hernandez, and Jake McCarthy now trying to stretch it into a double, and he does. And it is a 3-1 ball game. Jake McCarthy found a hole in the shift and grounds a double into right center field and drives in Hernandez from third base. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Now the pitch to Ellis is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So the aces are on the board. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch to Ellis. And it is a called strike three, threw a fastball and got him looking, and Ellis has struck out, and that ends the top of the fifth inning. One run does score for Reno on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Reno 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoba 3, Reno 1. And leading off the bottom of the fifth is Sam Haggerty. And Uceta starts him off with a strike, 0-1 the count. Edwin Uceta came in and got the final out of the fourth inning. Right-hander's next pitch is pulled foul down the right field line. And Haggerty's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Uceta with the 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on and bounced towards short. Fielded by Hernandez. Throw to first. Close play. They got Haggerty by a half a step, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Haggerty bounces out to short, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Green's 0 for 2 today with a fly out and a ground out. And the pitch is swung on and ripped towards left. Back this goes, and it is gone. Zach Green lines one out of here down the left field line, and he continues his torrid hitting. He has homered in four of his last five games. And that was his eighth of the season. A line shot to left field. Breaking ball that he pulled out of here to left. And went onto the deck. Pretty tight to the foul pole. But not too tight. As here's one down low now to Brian O'Keefe. So Zach Green with his eighth of the year. Four of the last five games he's gone deep. Next one to O'Keefe. O'Keefe is low and away. Two balls, no strikes. 362 feet on that one. So here's one outside, ball three, 3-0. And this pitch now is ball four. O'Keefe walks quickly, four pitches, his second walk drawn today. So he heads down to first base with one out, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Now a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Now a swing and a foul. There's strike two. Now the 0-2 to Mejia is low for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2, swinging a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. Throw to first base and back in safely is O'Keefe. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. And the pitch is a check swing roller to second base. Fielded by Duzenac. Goes to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. Mejia avoids the double play. O'Keefe was forced out at second. So runner at first with two outs now. And Joe Odom is the batter. Odom has walked and grounded into a double play tonight. And a toss to first. back in safely is Mejia. Now it's spin and a throw to first by Uceta. Kind of leaping off the mound as he does it, and back in safely is Mejia. And that's the max, the two pickoff throws, so no more are allowed during this at bat. Resets when the next hitter comes up. And the pitch is a check swing by Odom, and he went. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Uceta with the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. I should restate that Uceta is allowed to make another pickoff throw, but they have to get the out. If he throws over to first and they don't get an out, the runner is awarded a base. It's just called a balk. So here's one outside to Odom, 1-2. We have not seen that instance come up yet this season. It's a new rule for this year. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Odom goes down swinging on a slider, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. One run scores on the Zach Green homer, was the only hit. No errors, one left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Reno 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
On we go to the sixth inning. The Red Ears with a 4-1 lead over the Reno Aces. The Red Ears dip into the bullpen for their fourth pitcher of this game. It's Rowenis Elias. The Red Ears used 7 pitchers yesterday and are now up to 4 today. Stone Garrett will lead things off. He'll be followed by Dominic Canzone and then Braden Bishop. And the pitch to Garrett is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Elias with his next pitch, and it is over for a called strike. Elias fires again outside. Elias is appearing in his 11th game for the Red Ears. No record of 4.26 ERA in 12 2/3 innings. His 2-1 pitch to Garrett is a swing and a miss, so the count's even 2-2. So 2-2 the count to Garrett. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him. Down goes Stone Garrett, and one man is out in the top of the sixth inning. So Garrett strikes out swinging, and now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Dominic Canzone. Canzone is 1-for-2. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Offering, swung on, fouled back, counts 1-1. I must not have had enough to eat before the game today, because Canzone is making me hungry. Would love a nice piping hot calzone right now. Can we make that happen? 1-1 pitch is hit into center field. There's a base hit for Canzone. He's on with his second hit of the game. A single to center field. He's 2-for-3. So the Aces have a runner at first with one out, and now Braden Bishop will be the batter. Bishop has popped up and walked so far. And Elias with the pitch, and it is up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 over for a strike. That evens things up 1-1. And this one is outside for a ball now. Two balls, one strike to Braden Bishop. Has a six-game hitting streak, the former Washington Husky, former Tacoma Rainier, and former Seattle Mariner. 2-1 pitch. Nope, move to first. Bishop was with the Mariners in Japan when Ichiro retired. He replaced Ichiro in right field when Ichiro walked off the field for his final time in his home country in Japan. 2-1 pitch. Swung out and fouled back. And the count's even 2-2. Bishop's never going to forget that moment. Two balls, two strikes. And Elias with a pitch. And it's a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up into the shortstop's area behind the infield dirt onto the outfield grass goes his Turris, and he makes the catch. And that's out number two. Bishop pops up, two away. And now Grayson Griner will be the batter. Griner has gone 0-for-1 today with a walk and a strikeout. Tomorrow night is fireworks night at Cheney. Fireworks after the game, which starts at 7:05. As now a pickoff throw to first. Breaking to second is the runner, Canzone, and he makes it there safely, beating the relay throw from Joe Odom. The runner broke. Elias threw to first, and then they relayed it down to second, and Canzone beat it out anyway. So Canzone with his third steal for Reno. Now the pitch from Elias is fouled out of play in the air on the first base side. Strike one to Griner. So fireworks after the game tomorrow. First pitch is 7:05. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma. Dre Jameson starts for the Aces. Another of their young pitching prospects. They've sent three of them out there in a row in this series. Here's one down low to Griner. 1-1. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. And Elias is ahead of Griner. Now the next pitch is just outside for a ball. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a liner over short and into left. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Canzone. The throw from Forrest Wall is cut off. Canzone scores. It's an RBI single for Grayson Griner. And it is now Tacoma 4, Reno 2. A two-out RBI single by Griner. Wasn't hit hard, but was hit to a good spot. Got it out over the shortstop and into left field for a base hit. And now Yadiel Rivera will hit. And the Aces have the tying run in the batter's box, with two outs at the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now here's one down low for a ball. Now this one's down low. Two balls, one strike. So 2-1 to Rivera. Elias trying to close out this inning. And the pitch is grounded towards third. Nice pick at third by Mejia. He fires to first with his strong arm, and the ball pops out of the mitt of Joe Odom at first base, and Rivera is safe. The throw came in on one hop. Odom stretched to field it, and the ball just popped out of his glove. They were going to get Rivera by a full step at first base. Well, they're calling it an infield hit for Rivera. And there are two on with two out, and now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Switch hitter, Hernandez bats right, and he takes an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, fouled away, and there's strike two. 0-2 the count. Now Elias with the 0-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Snapped off a nice curveball to Fan Hernandez and close out the top of the sixth inning. But Reno scores a run on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Is it Tacoma 4, Reno 2 is our score. The Red Ears with Marcus Wilson, Cesar Isturiz Jr., and Forrest Wall do up this inning against Edwin Uceta, who's been in there for an inning and a third and remains in the game. But his first pitch to Wilson is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul. 0-2 the count. And this pitch is crushed to left field. Back it goes into the night. Marcus Wilson lines one out of here to left field. His fifth home run of the season. And it is the Red Ears' third home run of this game. And Tacoma leads it 5-2. So Wilson touches them all. And the Red Ears now with 48 home runs on the season. They entered play today in a three-way tie for the league lead in homers by a team. They've passed one club for sure. As here's a pitch that misses for a ball now. Is Turris, who's batting left-handed for his first time. One of the teams they were tied with was Albuquerque, and Albuquerque played a day game, and they did not hit a homer today, so the Rainiers are ahead of them. So now the next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0 to his Turris. The other team they were tied with was El Paso. El Paso hit one tonight. They just finished up. So the Rainiers are alone in first in the league in home run hitting with the 48 dingers. 3-0 now to his Turris. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. In the El Paso game today, which they won against Sacramento, so there's ball four to his Turris. He'll head down to first base. Eighth walk issued by Reno pitchers tonight. The Sacramento River Cats cleanup man, David Villar, hit his 11th home run, which pulled him into a tie for the league lead with Shea Langeliers of Las Vegas, who has been stuck on 11 for a little while now. It's Forrest Wall now the batter. He's walked in both of his plate appearances today. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-1 to Wall. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch coming. And it is a swing and a foul back. Count goes to 1-2. Now the next pitch is a swing and a broken bat bouncer foul on the first base side, and Wall's going to have to go get a new stick from the dugout. Rainiers have drawn 8 walks in this game, yet only 2 of the players who walked have scored runs, as the Rainiers offense, well, the scoring part of their offense has been 80% homers. Now the 1-2 to Wall, and his new bat is a swing and a miss. That is strike 3, and that's the first out at the bottom of the 6th inning. Uceta has his second strikeout of the night. And now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton's 0-3 today. Had 2 hits yesterday. He's due for his first hit today. Uceta throws to first, and his tourist dives back in safely. Another throw to first, and his tourist is back in, so that's the second pickoff throw. And the pitch is inside and off the mitt of Griner, but it didn't get far enough away for his tourist to try to advance. 1-0 to Billy Hamilton. And the pitch with the runner going is outside, throw to second base, gets past the second baseman and trickles into center. Hernandez backs it up. His Turris steals second base, his first steal of the year for the Rainiers, coming in his 4th game. So 2-0 the count to Hamilton. And the pitch misses. Correction, that was a strike. 2-1 to Hamilton. And now a swing and a bouncer foul third base side. And the count's 2-2 to Hamilton. That was his Turris's first AAA stolen base. He had an extended stint with the Red Ears back in 2018. And had some hits, got on base several times, but he never stole a base back then. So now the 2-2 is fouled. Still 2-2 to Hamilton. Now the 2-2 swung on, bounced towards third, and that's fielded by Drew Ellis, and he throws to first and gets Hamilton for the second out of the inning. With the play in front of him, his Turris had to hold at second base. So two down, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored today, and he has stolen two bases in this game. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Aces are now warming up a left-hander in their bullpen. It's Mac Lemieux. Now Haggerty pops one up down the left field line. Back is Ellis. Here comes the shortstop, and Hernandez makes the catch on the move for the final out of the inning. Haggerty pops up to the shortstop, and that does it for Tacoma in the sixth. But the Red Ears had a run on the Marcus Wilson homer. Was the only hit of the inning. No errors and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
We move on to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers with a 5-2 lead over the Reno Aces. And Rowenis Elias on the mound. He'll face Camden Duzenak, Jake McCarthy, and Drew Ellis in the seventh inning. The first pitch to Duzenak is swung on and popped up in the air to right field, and Marcus Wilson's lining it up. Little late adjustment, back a step or two, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the seventh inning. And now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. McCarthy's 2-for-3 in this game with an RBI double. Left-hand hitter, Elias's pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch out of the way, and it's a breaking ball up and in. One ball, one strike. Now this one is a swing and a miss and a good curve. And the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2, breaking ball, misses. Two balls, two strikes. And this one is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes McCarthy as Elias got him with an assortment of breaking balls. And there is the second out of the inning. Elias with his third strikeout. Nice curve here from Elias. Big break to it.
Third baseman, Drew Ellis.
Now Drew Ellis is the hitter. And Elias's pitch is a fastball, swing and a miss. There's strike one. 94 on the gun on the Elias fastball. Now the 0-1 down low. So a ball and a strike to Elias. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Two and one. And now a swing and a foul back. And the count's even, two and two. In the bottom of the inning, the Red Ears have Green, O'Keefe, and Mejia coming up, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters who have combined for 2 homers and an RBI double tonight. Now a swing and a grounder, foul on the third base side. Still 2-2 to Drew Ellis. Elias, the lefty from Cuba, with his 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, a changeup, and he fans Drew Ellis, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, nice frame for Elias, and we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Seventh inning stretch here. And a new pitcher into the ballgame for Reno. It's Taylor Widener. Widener on in relief of Edwin Uceta. Uceta went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 2 hits, and they were both solo homers. Gave up 2 runs, walked 2, and struck out 2. All 2s. Zach Green, the batter, he hit one of the solo homers off Uceta. He's 1-for-3 in this game. And the pitch from Widener is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Widener back with Reno after a stint in the Diamondbacks bullpen. This is his 5th appearance for the Aces, 0-1. He's allowed 7 earned runs in 6 2/3 innings. He was in the majors for most of last season. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike to Green. And the pitch is over for a strike, and the count's 1-2. And the 1-2 is coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Green has struck out, and there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Widener strikes out the first batter he faces, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe, 1-for-1 today, a double that drove in a run back in the third inning, and he has twice walked, and he has scored a run. Widener with a pitch to O'Keefe, and it is over for a called strike, 0-1. Rainiers have had the lead ever since the second inning when Eric Mejia hit a two-run homer to put the team up 2-0. Now the 0-1 is coming to O'Keefe, and it is swung on and chopped towards the shortstop. Fielding it is Hernandez charging in, and he throws to first and gets O'Keefe. And two men are out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So O'Keefe grounds out to the shortstop. First time he's made an out in a couple days. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Well, O'Keefe didn't play yesterday. Had a perfect day on Tuesday. We were off on Monday. He didn't play on Sunday. That was the first out he's made since last Saturday. Pitch to Mejia is in for a strike, 0-1. Reached base in six straight plate appearances, O'Keefe did. Now his pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. And the pitch is swung on and looped out towards the shortstop and over the shortstop and into left field. A base hit for Mejia. Hernandez was angling back towards the outfield grass, and he reached out and just couldn't reach it. And Mejia has his second hit of the game, but that one jammed him, and his fingers are bothering him. He's holding his hand out there at first base. But Mejia has his second hit of the game. Now Joe Odom is the batter as Mejia takes the lead. He has seven steals this year. Widener is ready. And the pitch to Odom is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Let's check our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas had a 10-inning victory yesterday in which the 10th inning was full of action. The 0-1 pitch now to Odom. No, a pickoff move instead, and Mejia's back in. The Mariners affiliate on the road at San Antonio. They were tied 5-5 after 9 innings. They won in 10, 9-8. Arkansas scored 4 runs at the top of the 10th and needed all 4 of them. There goes Mejia. The pitch is a ball. No throw by Griner. And Mejia steals second base, his 8th steal of the year. And that is the Red Ears' 5th stolen base tonight. 1-1 now the count to Odom. Now the pitch. Nope. A pitch clock violation on Widener. That's a ball. So 2 balls and 1 strike is the count. Widener looks in for the sign again as Mejia leads from second. And now he's ready, and the 2-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count's even 2-2. That Double-A Arkansas game yesterday, Zach Taloach, the outfielder, had 2 hits and 2 walks. Catcher Matt Scheffler had 3 hits and drove in 2. And Jake Shiner had 2 hits and a homer. Now the 2-2 pitch is a called strike 3 on the outside edge, and Odom goes down looking, and that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the 7th inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the 8th inning. It's Tecoba 5, Reno 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the 8th inning, the Red Ears leading Reno 5-2. New pitcher for the Red Ears in the 8th, it's left-hander Nick Ramirez. He relieves Rowenis Elias, who went 2 innings, allowed 3 hits and 1 run. Elias did not walk anybody, and he struck out 4. So Ramirez in from the pen, and this is Nick's 12th appearance of the year. He's 0-2 with a 2.61 ERA in 10 and a third innings. See if he can protect this lead down the stretch. Stone Garrett, the batter, he leads things off, right-handed hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. Now Ramirez with the 0-2 pitch. And he throws it. It's tapped back to the mound. Ramirez off the hill to field it, and he throws to first and gets Garrett, and there's the first out here in the top of the 8th inning. Threw Garrett a changeup there and got a little tapper back to the hill. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone's 2-for-3 today with 2 singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. Left versus left, Ramirez throws, and this pitch is bounced foul on the first base side. 0-1 the count. Braden Bishop on deck for Reno. Ramirez now is ready. And the 0-1 is outside with a fastball. 1-1. And now an off-speed pitch down low. A slider there. 2-1. Now the 2-1 is a swing and a miss, so the count's even 2-2. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup. Down goes Canzone. Two away at the top of the eighth inning. Rainier's pitchers have now struck out 12 today. Nope, I sold him short. That was number 13 right there today for Rainier's pitchers. So two down, and here's Braden Bishop. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Bishop reached once tonight in the fourth inning. He drew a walk. 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1 pitch. Swung on it, grounded right back to the mound again. Ramirez fields it, jogs halfway to first, and flips it to Joe Odom for the out, and the inning is over. Nick Ramirez with a 3-up, 3-down, top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Marcus Wilson, Cesar Esturiz Jr., and Forrest Wall to bat this inning against Taylor Widener. Widener worked to score the seventh for Reno. Wilson, part of the Red Ears offense tonight, 1-for-3 with a homer back in the sixth. And the pitch to Marcus is a fastball at the knees for a strike, 0-1 the count. Wilson now with 5 home runs this season. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Was wondering who was going to get the ninth inning for the Red Ears, and I think the answer to that question is the man who pitched the eighth inning, Nick Ramirez, as there's no one up in the Red Ears bullpen right now, and Ramirez did just have a low pitch count eighth inning. 0-2 to Wilson is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Third strikeout for Taylor Widener. That'll bring Cesar Esturiz Jr. to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with an infield single and a walk. Also has a stolen base tonight. Switch hitter, he bats left, and the pitch from Widener is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 to Esturiz. And that's inside for a ball. His father played a long time in the major leagues as a middle infielder. The Esturizes are from Venezuela. Cesar born in Barquisimeto. Cesar Jr. 2-0 pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. 2-1. His tourist last year got over 300 at-bats at low A Modesto. This year he hasn't really, well, he hasn't been with a team and had steady playing time yet. He's had two appearances with the Red Ears, two stints with the Red Ears, and he's been in four games for Everett as he takes a strike, counts 2-2. He's had 12 at-bats for Everett and now has had seven for Tacoma. Two balls, one strike to Asturias. He's 22 years old. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And I had the count wrong. That was strike three. So Asturias strikes out. Two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Taylor Widener. And now Forrest Wall is the batter. There's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Wall's 0 for 1 with two walks. Next pitch is down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Next pitch coming, and it is over for a strike. Looking ahead to the ninth, the scheduled hitters for Reno. It begins with their eighth spot in the lineup, Grayson Griner, then Yadiel Rivera, followed by Yanni Hernandez. McCarthy's up fifth in the inning. So here's a 2-1 pitch, and the count's even 2-2. So if the Aces start to get base runners, McCarthy is looming. He's been their best hitter lately. 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is inside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. So full count to Wall with Hamilton on deck. Payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Widener strikes out the side in the bottom of the eighth inning. That does it for the Red Ears. Three up, three down. We head to the ninth. The Red Ears trying to get a win here. Need to get three outs to make it happen. Our scores, Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Nick Ramirez trying to close things out. He pitched a three-up, three-down eighth inning, and leading off the ninth is Grayson Griner. Right-handed batter at the first pitch from Ramirez. Misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers have had the lead all night. 0-0 until the bottom of the second. Mejia hit a two-run homer, and Tacoma has led ever since. Next pitch, swing and a miss. So the count's even. 1-1. Rainiers have had outstanding pitching today. Tommy Malone, the first three innings, didn't allow any runs. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Kyle Bird worked a scoreless fourth. Warner gave up a run in the fifth. And then Elias pitched two innings, gave up one run. And now Ramirez pitched a scoreless eighth, and he's out there now. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Tacoma pitchers have combined to strike out 12 in this game. That's the correct total. They've allowed six hits. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way to Griner, and it is yanked to third on one hop. Mejia has it, sets himself, throws to first for the out, and one man is gone at the top of the ninth. So Griner grounds to third, one away, and now Yadiel Rivera will be the batter. Rivera's 1-for-3 with an infield hit. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now Ramirez with his next pitch, and it is hit into right field. That's a base hit, possibly more. Wilson moves towards the alley to cut it off, and he gets it back in, and it's a single for Rivera. So a one-out single for Yadiel Rivera. And that's the Aces' first hit since the sixth inning. In fact, Rivera got their last hit. He's 2-for-4 today. So they get a man on, and they need one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate. The Rainiers do not want to see that, of course. Yanni Hernandez, the batter. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. The pitch is grounded into right field, and that's a base hit. Moving up to second and stopping there is Rivera. You knew it wasn't going to be easy. The tying run is coming to the plate for Reno with one out in the top of the ninth. Camden Duzenak is the batter now. And Jake McCarthy moves into the on-deck circle with one out in the ninth inning. Duzenak is 0-for-4 today. Hit a ball well in the fifth inning when Billy Hamilton made a great running catch. Nick Ramirez is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's swung on, grounded towards short. Fielded by his tourist, goes to second for one. On to first for two, and it's a game-ending double play. And the Red Ears won't see McCarthy until tomorrow. They win this one 5-2, the final score. Perfect time for a double play grounder. Camden Duzenak grounding it to his tourist, who fed Sam Haggerty, who pivoted and fired to Joe Odom for the game-ending double play. Red Ears get the win 5-2 over the Reno Aces, and Tacoma gets its 10th win of the year. It took a long time. It took 33 games, but the Red Ears get their 10th win of the year as they hold off the Aces tonight here at Cheney Stadium. 5-2 the final. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Right here's when they beat Reno tonight 5-2 to get into the win column for the first time in this series. And Tacoma picks up its 10th win of the year with a 5-2 victory over the Reno Aces. This was a game of home runs, stolen bases, and good pitching for the Tacoma Red Ears. All of it left-handed, by the way. The Red Ears used 5 left-handed pitchers in this game, and it worked. They held Reno to 8 hits, 7 of which were singles and 1 double. And the Red Ears kept the Aces' offense pretty quiet in this one. Tacoma took a 2-0 lead in the second. Eric Mejia launched a 2-run home run off the Aces' starter, Tommy Henry. That was after Brian O'Keefe had drawn a walk. And the Red Ears made it 3-0 in the third inning when Sam Haggerty walked, stole second, stole third, and then scored on Brian O'Keefe's double to left center, making it 3-0. So the Red Ears had an early lead, and Tommy Malone had a good start, 3 scoreless innings, still limited as they're building up his arm strength. Got a late start to the season, but he went 3 today and did not allow a run on just 2 hits. Then they brought in Kyle Bird. He pitched a scoreless fourth. Still 3-0 in the fifth. Austin Warner came in from the pen, got the first guy out, but he walked Yanni Hernandez, and then with 2 outs after a great play by Billy Hamilton in center field, Jake McCarthy hit an RBI double, and Reno was on the board. It was 3-1 in the fifth inning. But in the bottom of the fifth, the Red Ears immediately responded when Zach Green laced a solo home run off Edwin Uceta, pulling a liner to left field, his team-leading 8th home run of the season. And Green's just hot right now. He has a 6-game hitting streak, and he's hit safely in 14 of his last 15 games. He's also hit a home run in 4 of his last 5 games. He's on a power surge, and that one in the bottom of the fifth inning gave Tacoma the 4-1 lead. But in the sixth, Reno did get a 2-out RBI single from Grayson Griner against Rowenis Elias. And they had another hit after that, so it was 4-2, and they had the tying runners on base. But Elias struck out Yanni Hernandez and then pitched a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning as well. The Red Ears added another run in the bottom of the sixth when Marcus Wilson connected for the team's 3rd home run of the game, a solo shot to left field leading off the inning, Wilson's 5th home run of the season, and the Red Ears were up 5-2 at that point. And they got shutout relief down the stretch. Nick Ramirez in the 8th inning set down the side in order. In the 9th inning, there was a little bit of a concern. You know, the wins haven't been easy to get for this club early in the season. They're hoping that that turns around. Maybe tonight's game will get it turned around. But in the 9th inning with 1 out, Yadiel Ramirez singled. And then Yanni Hernandez hit an opposite field ground ball, base hit. And there we were. The Aces had the tying run in the batter's box in the form of Camden Duzenac. There was only 1 out. Their best hitter, Jake McCarthy, was in the on-deck circle. And, you know, the way things have been going for the Red Ears, it wasn't real comforting. It looked like a scary situation. But Ramirez promptly got Camden Duzenac to ground into a game-ending double play, a grounder right to the shortstop, Cesar Esturiz Jr., who started the classic 6-4-3 double play, and that ended the ball game. And the Red Ears were winners tonight. 5-2 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Reno gets 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors, leaves 9 on base. Kyle Bird gets the win in relief. He's 2-1. Nick Ramirez with a 2-inning save, his first. And Tommy Henry takes the loss. He falls to 1-2. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours 32 minutes and the attendance 3,323. With the win, the Red Deers are now 10-23 on the season, and Reno goes back under 500. They are now 16-17. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Friday night fireworks here at Cheney. Connor Wade starts for the Red Deers against Dre Jameson for Reno. Again, that's at 7:05 tomorrow night. Tickets will be available at the gate or online at TacomaRainiers.com. And we'll start our pregame show tomorrow at 6:55. Tacoma wins it 5-2, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers win. They beat Reno 5-2, the final score tonight at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers picking up that elusive 10th win of the year, getting it tonight in a game in which the Rainiers had the lead pretty much all night long, and nice to see them get a smooth victory here. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners were off. They start a ominous-looking road trip to 3 cities and 10 games, all against dangerous clubs. They started against the Mets tomorrow night in New York. The Mets were finishing up business in D.C. today, and they beat the Nationals 4-1 behind the pitching of former Rainier Taijuan Walker, who went 7 shutout innings, gave up only 3 hits, picked up his first win of the year, and the Mets are 22-11 on the year. They haven't started Metsing yet. They're winning. So the Mets are going to be a tough foe for the Mariners starting in that series tomorrow. A couple other National League games today. Cincinnati shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. The Reds are starting to win. Connor Overton went 6 1/3 scoreless innings. The bullpen finished off a 4-hit shutout at Pittsburgh. Tyler Stevenson's been red hot. The Reds' young catcher was 3-for-4 with a homer and 2 runs batted in. And one National League game is ongoing. At Dodger Stadium, the Phillies lead the Dodgers 7-6. They had a big lead, and the Dodgers have closed the gap in that one. And Bryce Harper and Yoan Camargo with home runs for the Phillies tonight, but that one is still up in the air. Phillies 7, Dodgers 6, bottom of the 8th. One interleague game today. The Orioles beat the Cardinals in a battle between teams named after birds. Baltimore takes it 3-2. Jorge Mateo and Anthony Bemboom, a couple of guys we've seen a lot of in the PCL, had homers for the Orioles today as they win in St. Louis. And in the American League, the Astros are scorching hot. They won twice today. They had a completion of yesterday's suspended game in Minnesota. They got suspended in the 4th inning. And the Astros won the suspended game 11-3 as Jose Altuve doubled, homered, and drove in 3 runs. And Jeremy Pena had 2 hits and 3 runs batted in. Then the Astros won the regularly scheduled game 5-0 as Luis Garcia and 3 relievers combined on a 7-hit shutout. Yordan Alvarez went deep twice, and Pena had 3 more hits. So the Astros get 2 wins today. They are on a 10-game winning streak and are now 21-11 on the year. The A's beat the Tigers in Detroit 5-3. A.J. Puck getting the win in relief with a couple of scoreless innings. And Seth Brown hit the go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth. The A's took 4 out of 5 from Detroit in that series. And the Yankees opened up a game late and beat the White Sox 15-7. This game was tied 7-7, and the Yankees blew up in the late innings. They had 2 home runs tonight from Giancarlo Stanton. He's got 9. Judge went deep. He has 11. Stanton, by the way, drove in 6 runs. Josh Donaldson went deep, too. Yankees are 23-8 on the year. Best record in the majors. That's your big league scoreboard for tonight here in Tacoma. The Raiders get a win. They beat Reno 5-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers win. They beat Reno 5-2 through 5 left-handed pitchers at the Reno Aces today. Held them to 2 runs. And Tacoma hit 3 homers with Mejia, Green, and Wilson all going deep. Tacoma stole 5 bases in this game, tying their season high. And the Rainiers ended it with a double play ball in the 9th inning to get the final 2 outs of the game. Good to see the Rainiers play well. They played well, no errors, clean game, and they get the win 5-2 the final. Other scores of the PCL tonight. This one was not an entertaining game for the Round Rock Express, although I think that the Oklahoma City Dodgers rather enjoyed it. Oklahoma City beat Round Rock tonight on the road at Round Rock 19-0. And the Dodgers hit 6 homers. They scored in 6 different innings. They had a 7-run inning and a 6-run inning. They beat Round Rock 19-0. We've had a couple of those in this league this week. There was a 20-1 game in Albuquerque the other day, and now Oklahoma City beats Round Rock 19-0. El Paso hammered Sacramento 11-4. It was Vegas holding off Salt Lake 7-6, despite 2 home runs for Salt Lake's Dylan Thomas, the former Rainier. And Sugar Land beat Albuquerque in a day game today 5-2 in Albuquerque. Well, the Raiders are going to try to do something they have not done this season tomorrow. It's kind of crazy. We're in the middle of May, and the Raiders have still not won back-to-back games. They're going to try to change that tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's game is at 7.05 p.m. Connor Wade starts for the Raiders. Dre Jameson goes for Reno. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6.55. If you're coming to the park, stick it out. There's a fireworks show after the ball game tomorrow night. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Great showing for the Raiders today. Good all-around game. That'll do it. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Have a great night.